At this point, I'd like to include two other things that I forgot. One of them is graduating at Arizona State University in 1963. I remembered upon receiving my notice that, yes, I have met all the requirement and that I'm going to be graduating with a degree, I decided that I should invite back, I shouldn't say back, I should invite those Indian school teachers who would not give me a recommendation to go on to college. And that I made it, I'm getting my degree, and I want them to celebrate with me. Mm-hmm. And so I sent out all the invitation, and I didn't hear from any one of them. And the only person that was so happy was the coach. Mm-hmm. He says, I knew you were mm-hmm. able and capable, and you just did what needs to be done, and congratulations. Mm-hmm. And he called me, and I think he even wrote me a little note. So that was something that that I did. The other point is that upon graduating from Phoenix Indian School, a situation where not many teachers were oriented to having their children receive a college education, and going around and talking to them about the possibility of recommending me. If they could sign a statement that says, yes, I'm capable of doing the college work, they were not in tune with that. They just absolutely refused to do that. And they said that we're a good school, we're a vocational school, boarding school, and we do very well in industry that are mm-hmm. building buildings out there. We're not a college oriented institution where we prepare students for that kind of desire to go on to college. And we believe that a majority of our Indian students are better off going into the community with some trait that they learn here. Mm-hmm. And they're very good with their hands, and they're good workers. And so that was the reason that they gave me for not recommending me. But, you know, in every group like this, there's always somebody that has a higher goal and higher aspiration. I guess I was one of those individuals. Mm-hmm. And my point to them was that, okay, that's good and fine. Yeah, I know that the institution, that's what it's all about. But I just want a simple recommendation that says that I am able and I am capable, if I can apply myself, that they can gamble and take a chance on me. That's all I wanted, was that opportunity, the door to become open and get me into a small community college, which shouldn't be any big difference between mm-hmm. what is at Indian School and what is at a community college. Mm-hmm. And that's all I was seeking. But unfortunately, they didn't agree with that. Let me go back to where I was. So as a construction estimator, I was able to read blueprints and figure out the labor costs and the material costs, and then about how long it will take to build those facilities. That was challenging. You had to really, really study the blueprint. You had to understand the work of the architect. And then you have to understand your labor force and all of that. And I really liked it, and I liked working there for about 2 years. And then one day, Bob Russell, the late Bob Russell, gave me a call, and he says, "There's a guy that you should meet who has a grant from the federal government, and it's a program that is like the Peace Corps program. And this person that I want you to meet, his name is Malin Parker. Mm-hmm. And Malin Parker wants to talk with you, and you, I think, will do a good job for him in training the Vista volunteers and getting involved with some of that volunteer work. I think it's this one. Mm-hmm.